It is Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. Governor Sununu's stay-at-home order, put in place in response to the coronavirus pandemic, is scheduled to end next week on May 4th. He joins us by phone now to talk about his plans for reopening the state's economy and what might happen post-May 4th. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us again this week. Let's talk about reopening. I know states like Georgia and Tennessee are beginning to loosen some restrictions, but you've indicated that a full reopening is a ways off for us here in New Hampshire. And, you know, whatever we do here has to be done in phases. What are some of the practical forms that might take? Will some regions open up before others? Will some specific industries open up? How do you see that working?
Yeah, so, you know, it's an interesting dynamic because New Hampshire has done a great job of suppressing the viral spread, given that Massachusetts is such a hotbed just a mile south of us, right? If you look at their hospitals, they kind of overload into their healthcare system. They're managing, and I think Charlie Baker's done a great job, but they have a lot of issues there that we don't want to creep up here. So we will take a phased approach with businesses. We may take a phased approach with the stay-at-home order itself. We'd like to loosen that a little bit, but again, public health always has to be kind of preeminent in our decisions, making sure we don't open ourselves up to enticing folks from Massachusetts to come up here, spread the virus unintentionally, and create a bigger problem for ourselves in the long run.
So you're obviously coordinating with the governors of Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine, I imagine, because you want to open up at the same time. What would it look like?
So we're all sharing ideas, which is very important. You know, in terms of the timing, we're sharing.
I'm losing you there. Governor, are you there?
You may go out. I'm sorry.
Apology.
I apologize. Rick, are you there?
No, go ahead. We've got you.
So we're all sharing ideas on both timing and the business sectors that we're looking at. So, for example, I think everybody agrees that we'd like to see hospitals and outpatient surgeries and some of the initial steps of getting hospitals and healthcare going again. And hopefully, you know, that'll be done sooner than later. I think everyone agrees that they're more equipped to do that, to maintain testing and PPE supplies and things of that nature. There's also some simpler things that we can do, I think, things like barbershops or salons, where, again, you have a whole new guidance, but you're only letting maybe a few people in at a time. You're doing everything by reservation. You're helping supply them with PPE, things of that nature. Our economy is more open than other states. So, for example, Vermont has already taken steps to loosen things up over there, but really they're kind of catching up to where we already are, specifically around construction and a few other areas. You know, they had a real epidemic issue with New Yorkers.
So you're saying that
their numbers.
I apologize. The cell phone's a little tough here this morning. But so what you're saying is Vermont is doing essentially now what New Hampshire has been doing all along.
Yeah, they're kind of catching up to where we are. Yeah. So, and I've been working with Governor Scott, Mills, and Baker, you know, almost on a daily basis where, and again, we kind of have these draft guidance documents that our task force has put together. We're sharing them with Vermont and Maine, and they're sharing their documents with ours. So they won't look exactly the same, but I think we all agree that, you know, our timing should be roughly the same. Just for continuity of message, we're all roughly in the same boat here. Massachusetts is there. So there are certain things down there that just can't open for quite a while. And there are certain things here that can't open because of Massachusetts, unfortunately. Things like hotels, travel and tourism venues, things of that nature are going to be much harder because those are all designed around attracting people out of Massachusetts. So you have to be careful not to create that unintentional viral spread again.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it is the time of year when businesses in the tourism industry are trying to gear up for the summer season, talking about hiring for the season. What is your guidance for them? What are you telling them right now?
So we'll create some guidance documents. I mean, they're working on that now. We have a task force that are bringing in stakeholders. So they'll have a say. Public health will have a say. There's a legislative advisory committee as part of that task force as well, and they'll have a say. And then they'll all kind of put all the ideas into a pot, craft a guidance document that we'll put out. And then we'll see when we actually enact the timing of those guidance, when it's feasible. But something for travel and tourism is probably going to have to wait a little longer than, you know, hospitals or elective surgery.
Is it a case where you think maybe it's not going to be the same, obviously, around Memorial Day, but maybe in July and August we'll get back to some sort of normalcy? Or what's your vision there?
That's our hope, of course. You know, I can tell you this. If it's 100 degrees on July 4th and we haven't opened the beaches in some way, that's going to be very problematic for a lot of folks. Now, again, you know, we may have to just kind of be holding the tide back as best we can. But we just know that there are certain societal pressures that are going to come, and we have to have the strength to say, no, we have to put public health first. And these decisions are going to be tough. They're going to be very, very tough, which is why we're enticing all of the stakeholder input. We're having all of these meetings in public. We're getting the legislature involved as well and making sure we put all those ideas on the table. But, I mean, things like beaches, you know, that's the one I haven't figured that one out yet. I figured a lot of this stuff, but that's a real, real tough one, and we're going to keep working with not just ourselves, but we work with Maine and Massachusetts specifically on that area. Those chambers of commerce, those beach commissions they have in those areas, so that maybe we could all take a step forward together.
Yeah. But there's just no timetable here. We can't put a date on it.
Unfortunately not. Yeah. I would love to give a timetable. I mean, that would, you know, you want to give people certainty in a time of crisis because
right.
there's so much anxiety over the unknown of the future. So you want to give certainty, but you just don't know. Now, our numbers are decreasing. That's good. We're on a slow decreasing path, but we still have a ways to go. We had another 77 cases yesterday, but we're testing at such a greater level. We're testing 5-6 times what we used to do. So the percentage of positives are going down, and that's a really, really good sign.
Well, you bring up testing here. The state is working to expand testing. What are the specific metrics that you're looking at to assess how and when to start loosening things up? Like, what are there specific milestones that you want to see before you start phasing in a plan?
Sure. So the CDC guidance document, I think, is a good backbone to look at. And what they basically say is you want 14 days of continually better testing results. And so what that could, it could be the overall number, or more accurately would be the percentage of your positive tests. So, for example, as we ramp up the number of tests we do, obviously we're going to get more positives. But what we're already seeing is the percentage of positives go down. So, for example, a week ago, about 20% of the number of tests we did came up positive on a single day. It started to decrease, and now we're down around 10%. And we hope that continues to decrease to the point where we're doing 1,000 tests and only getting 10 or 20 positives. That would be great. But you really want to see that trend over about a two-week period. And so that's one of the most important data points we're looking at. Secondly, remember, we did this all, this was all about the healthcare system, right? This was all about making sure we didn't run on the healthcare system and overuse beds in hospitals. And so that data point is very, very important to us. And that one has maintained extremely low levels. And that's a very good sign, so that we know even if there was a surge, even if it came back 2, 3, 4 times what we have today, we could handle it within our hospital system. And that's the most important thing. That we can handle it in the hospital.
We just haven't seen that overwhelming surge that we were
no,
worried
about. Right now we got 100, 120 people in hospital beds, and that's very tough for those individuals, of course. But we have thousands and thousands of beds available, which is why we feel comfortable knowing that we could probably step open with some of these hospitals doing elective surgeries and still have plenty of excess capacity to take care of any patients that may surge with COVID.
What's your feeling about how different the state's going to look like after all of this, Governor? What's your sense there?
So my sense is 6 months, we still look very different. A year from now, we look a little different. And 2.5 years, from 2 years from now, we look, we're back, our economy's back truly in full swing. And there are some parts of the economy that are going to come roaring back very, very quickly. We know that. There are some parts that are going to take literally a couple of years. And one example I'll give is airlines. I was talking to the CEOs of within the airline industry recently. And unfortunately, they say, look, we're going to get our flights going, but consumers just aren't going to be traveling, not just for 6 months and a year, but probably 2 or 3 years, where they're not going to come back at the levels that they were. And so, you know, they're already looking within their industry, having some very sober and, but I think, very real discussions that they have to have about the impact that this is going to have on them nationally. You know,
yeah.
The Disney World of the world. I know it's not New Hampshire, but, you know, Disney World and tourism, international tourism, that's going to look very, very different. And while that's down in Florida, international tourism also does have a place in New England, which does impact our economy in many indirect ways. So I think we're still probably we're not going to come back to full strength for a couple of years economically. I think we get our businesses going, of course, but I don't know if we're going to really see that, you know, having the strongest economy on the East Coast and those incredible numbers of 2.5% unemployment, lowest poverty rate in the country. That was all here 2 months ago, and we hope to get back there, but it might take a little time.
Governor Sununu, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.